ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد ان شاء الله we look at in our dhikr series today at one of the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if not the greatest blessing, which is istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wastaghfirullah inna allaha ghafurur rahim. Allah said, make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask the forgiveness of Allah. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the most forgiving, and He is Ar-Rahim. He is the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, inna allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'ah, innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Allah said, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all sins. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Therefore, in our adhkar, we must make place for and we must make istighfar. Astaghfirullah al-azim wa atubu ilayk. O Allah, I ask your forgiveness. I ask the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is al-azim, wa atubu ilayk, and I turn towards Him. Tawbah wal istighfar. Two things. Istighfar, where we ask forgiveness, and tawbah, where we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are both are joint and they are together. And they are together because this is the requirement of istighfar. The requirement of seeking forgiveness is that we do not go back to the old ways. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. You are doing something wrong, you keep saying sorry, you keep doing the same thing again and again, makes no sense. And that is why it is the condition of tawbah that we do not return to the same old ways from which we are asking Allah's forgiveness. So istighfar and tawbah are together. We ask the forgiveness of Allah and we make tawbah to Allah. So if you see the sequence of the adhkar which we have been talking about, it says subhanallah, where we see the greatness and glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we praise Him. You say Alhamdulillah, because we are benefiting from this, so we thank Him. We say Allahu Akbar, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest and we have the khashyat of Allah in our hearts, and the natural consequence of that is istighfar. We make istighfar to Allah. We say, Allah, I am sorry, whatever I did wrong, I did not intend to do that. I will change my ways, which is the tawbah. So istighfar wa tawbah. These go hand in hand. So inshallah we make our niyyah to make this istighfar and tawbah as a part of our dhikr on a daily basis, because this is very, very important that we ensure that we make tawbah and istighfar on a daily basis. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very famous hadith where he said, I make istighfar 75 times a day. Now, issue of the one who committed no sin and whose sins Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave before and after, for each one, different levels and so on and so forth. So it's not a question of sin with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a question of teaching the ummah. It's a question of his own darajat being increased. Sahaba used to say, we used to see him making istighfar 100 times a day. So if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made istighfar 100 times a day, how many times should we make? So key thing is this, to make istighfar and tawbah together, not going back to the old ways. That is very, very important. Not going back to the old ways, ensuring that we stay in the new way which we have arrived at. I'm saying this is the greatest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because even iman is a ni'mah which Allah has given to some people. But tawbah is available to everybody. Tawbah is available to the one who is a Muslim, and the one who is not a Muslim is also, tawbah is available to him. Because how else does he enter Islam? He enters Islam by making tawbah, by saying, what I have been doing, that is istighfar. He is making istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, I have been worshipping other than you all these years. Now I make tawbah, which means I turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And he enters Islam. So tawbah is something which is Istighfar and tawbah is something which is available to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is available to everyone from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is therefore the greatest ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even for those who are Muslims, we commit sins all the time. Supposing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, you start with a clean slate, but whatever you write is there, finished. There's no rubbing it off. Then what happens? Then what happens? Where would we go? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only left the door of tawbah, they left the door of turning towards Him. Not only did He leave the door of istighfar open, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu also promised to convert the sins into good deeds. Now what more can anybody ask? Even this we cannot ask seriously. You cannot even ask. This is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody will even dare to ask, I did a sin, you please convert it into a good deed. At the most we will say, please forgive it. But nobody will say, give me a good deed instead of that. If you say that, it will look like this is like too much, you know. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives on His own. Ajeeb, shan Allah give ajeeb. And only Allah, I always say, only Allah can do this. Allah ke alawa koi nahi kar sakta hai. Ye to badi bahut badi cheez hai, Allah ke siwa koi nahi. Nobody can do this other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why we praise Allah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we make tawbah, and we make istighfar, and we make tawbah. We ask Allah to forgive us. And inshallah, we will not return back to our old ways. We will not go back to what we used to do. Once we have made a change, inshallah, we ask Allah to give us the istiqamah to ensure that this change remains with us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to constantly keep us in a state where we better ourselves on a daily basis. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.